Om Shanti. Today is 7th October 2019. Essence of Murli. Baba is saying, sweet children, always remain happy and the pilgrimage of remembrance will become easy. It is only by having remembrance that you will become a pure and charitable soul for 21 births. Sweet children, always remain happy and the pilgrimage of remembrance will become easy. It is only by having remembrance that you will become a pure and charitable soul for 21 births. So, our number one priority in Brahmin life is, what is it? Pilgrimage of remembrance. Because that is the only way we become pure. And for that to become easy, Baba is asking us, telling us that we have to remain happy. So, do we have to do anything to be happy? Originally, we all are happy beings, right? Happy, pure and peaceful beings. So, but why is that we are not experiencing that happiness all the time now? Because we came under the influence of vices. Baba says vices have given rise to sorrow. So, now Baba, through his knowledge, has given us so many tools for us to bring back that lost happiness. So, today we'll look at some of the tools that Baba has given us, right? So, first, what did he give us the knowledge about? He told us that we are eternal souls, we are not this body. So, by making it a practice of having that awareness of our true self, that awareness of what we are in our original state, and also awareness of our attainments. What did we receive? So, in our true form, we all are happy. And also, we have received so much from Baba through his knowledge and also powers that we have received. So if we make it a practice of remaining in that awareness of what all attainments we have received, if we list all of them, if we start listing them, then we start becoming happy, feeling that. So bringing that awareness. And also by being in company of Baba. It is only now we have that, right? So, by being in his company and by experiencing all relationships with him, right? Relationship of the father, teacher, Sadguru, mother, relative, friend, all relationships. When we are able to experience that, then we remain happy. Because nothing else bothers. Because who is in our company? We are in the company of the Almighty. Yes, ocean of happiness. So, no sorrow can touch us. And another tool is by churning the knowledge that Baba is giving us. So, when we are churning the knowledge, then we are focusing on the different jewels that we are receiving from Baba, and that way we are taking our mind away from the outside things that are giving us sorrow. And also by reminding ourselves about the cycle and what the current time we are in the cycle. So when we know the significance of current time, this is the confluence age. And this is the most auspicious time. Like it's the diamond age, right? So this is the only time when we can practically experience God with us. So if we remember that point itself also can help us in being happy. Then if we practice detachment from the outside influences like the outside world or even our own body, then that detachment will let us remain happy. Because sorrow is coming from outside, it's not within us, right? Within the soul, it's not there. It's coming from outside influences, either some situation in the world or some suffering through the body. That's what is giving us sorrow. So if we're able to detach ourselves from both of those, then we remain happy. And by being enthusiastic in our endeavor, in our spiritual endeavors, like with Gyan, Yoga, Dharana and Seva, if we remain enthusiastic in that, then we are able to keep that happiness. And another tool that Baba always gives us is to forgive and forget, right? So if there is anything that we have a bad experience or any insult or anything that's given us sorrow, one is to forgive and then forget about it. That's how we can remain happy. So who do we have to forgive here? Right? First we have to forgive ourselves and then forgive other person who we think is responsible or the situation. So when we forgive, we are able to forget and remain happy. Because Baba always says, no, if there is anything, in Hindi, Baba says, agar kuch baat hai, to baap nahi hai waha. So if there is a thing that's bothering us, that's there in our mind, then Baba is not there in our mind. So for us to get rid of anything that's bothering us, we have to be able to forgive and forget. And then another thing that we can use is having good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. So when we make it a practice to have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone, like if we make it a routine practice, then even in difficult situations, we are able to apply that because it becomes our habit to keep the good wishes and pure feelings towards everyone. So that helps us in maintaining our happiness in difficult situations. And also, by having an attitude of gratitude, right? By being grateful and remembering what all things we are grateful for, we can forget the sorrowful thing or the little thing that's bothering us. So by focusing on the things that we are grateful for, we are able to minimize the sorrow. And by having a helpful nature or helping attitude, so if we are able to help others, like even little things, like helping some elderly person or helping some poor people, doing such little acts of goodness and helping will make us feel happy. And then one big thing Baba always asks us to be busy in is introspection and introversion. So when we are busy in that, when we are introverted and focusing on ourselves, then we remain happy. So in Hindi, Baba says, Antarmukhi Sada Sukhi. So these are some of the tools for us to remain happy. And why did Baba say that we have to remain happy? Because Baba is saying by remaining happy, we are able to have remembrance will be easy. How is that happening? Because when we are happy, we are light. There's nothing that's pulling us down. Because sorrowness is something that makes our mind heavy. So we are not able to fly with our mind to Baba. So, but when we are happy, it's we are light, so it's easy for us to fly to Baba. And so this is like the whole, the this today's world is like an ocean of sorrow, right? So we have to be above that. So if we are happy, we are light and able to stay above that ocean of sorrow. And why? It's like a cycle, I would say. So if we remain happy, we are able to stay in remembrance easily. And the more we stay in remembrance, the pure we become, right? The more we get into our original state of being as a pure, peaceful and happy being. So the pure we become, the more happy we become. So it's like a cycle that you start with remaining happy, but you end up becoming happy for 21 births, going into the land of happiness. So if we practice remaining happy in today's world, where outside situations and outside things might bring us sorrow, then we are able to become pure and happy and be eligible to go to the land of happiness. There is no outside situation that will cause sorrow, Baba says. Nor through the body, nor through relations, or nor through nature. We don't experience any sorrow there. But for us to go there, we have to learn to remain happy through the by using different tools that Baba is giving us. Another thing we can do is in a different way, like similar to what I talked now, but in applying it in a different way, is by using the 8 powers in any situation. So whenever we, you know, if we practice that regularly with like smaller things, then it'll become easy for us to apply it to bigger situations or sorrowful events easily, by applying the 8 powers in every situation. Yeah, definitely. Brother is saying that by remembering happy moments of Brahmin life. So these are some of the things I shared. There are many more ways we all learn by practice and by experience too. So I can go a little bit more into how we use the different 8 powers, right? When there is a situation, and first step is the power to withdraw. First we have to be able to withdraw from the situation, like go into introspection and introversion. Then only we are able to pack up our thoughts. Otherwise, if we are involved in that situation, we can't really, you know, get a grasp of what's going on. We are like too much into it. So first thing we do is withdraw from that situation and do introspection, and then we get the power to pack up. So when we get the power to pack up, then we can use our power to tolerate and accommodate. What are we tolerating here? Tolerating our negative emotions, our weak thoughts, and also tolerating any outside negativity that's coming. When we are able to tolerate that and also accommodate it in the sense it's not causing any negative impact on us. We are able to merge it like an ocean, right? When we do all these things, then also use our power to discern. So we discern how we need to respond to the situation that has come to us. So we discern about like what the situation is properly. We decide what and judge what we have to, what our response has to be in that situation. And then we face it and we cooperate. When we respond in the right way, we are facing the situation appropriately, but we are also cooperating in minimizing the situation and also helping the other souls. So we are cooperating. So when we use our 8 powers in any situation, then we can remain happy. Okay? Om Shanti.